BBC News with David Austin. Syria says it hopes its compliance with international weapons inspectors will help change minds about its government. The inspectors said earlier that all Syria's declared chemical weapons production facilities have been destroyed or made inoperable. James Robbins reports.
For weeks now, the specialist inspectors of the OPCW have been visiting Syria's chemical weapons factories. Under their supervision, the Syrian government did much of the actual destruction. Often that simply meant smashing up containers and pipework. The inspectors were only able to make full visits to 21 of 23 chemical sites. The other two are in areas being fought over in the civil war. But they're satisfied all material there has also been destroyed.
Here in Britain, the jury at the trial of 8 former employees of Rupert Murdoch's media empire has been told that 2 of the defendants were having an affair. Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson are both former editors of the News of the World and are accused of charges related to phone hacking. Among the voicemail messages accessed were those of a 13-year-old girl, Millie Dahler, who disappeared and was murdered. Robin Brandt reports.
The prosecution said the jury needed to know about the affair because it showed the trust between the two people, a key element to the claim that they conspired to hack voicemails. The letter from 2004 was found hidden in a cupboard at Rebecca Brooks's house. She writes, "You are my very best friend. I tell you everything. I confide in you. I seek your advice. I love you." The court was also told that the two and another defendant were involved in a criminal conspiracy to hack Millie Dowler's phone in the weeks after she disappeared over a decade ago.
Airline passengers in the United States will from next year be able to read e-books, play games and browse the internet throughout their flights. Following a change in safety rules, mobile phone calls will still be banned. Johnny Diamond reports.
For America's frequent flyers, it's one of the great frustrations of modern life, turning off their e-readers, tablets and electronic games in case they interfere with communications equipment on takeoff or landing. But for those who fear reading a book, an old-fashioned newspaper or even the in-flight magazine, relief is at hand. The Federal Aviation Administration says that it will ease the takeoff and landing rule. The vast majority of flights on US carriers should be electronic device friendly very soon.
Reports from the Palestinian territories say that the members of the Palestinian negotiating team involved in peace talks with Israel have submitted their resignations. It's not clear whether the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, will accept the resignations, which include that of his lead negotiator, Saeb Erekat. On Wednesday, Israel announced plans to build 1,500 new settlement homes in East Jerusalem, hours after releasing a number of Palestinian prisoners in a supposed confidence-building measure. World News from the BBC. The United States government official has told the BBC that Israel launched an airstrike on the Syrian port city of Latakia. The official, who did not want to be named, said the intended target was Russian-made missiles. The airstrike is believed to have taken place late on Wednesday. Israeli officials have refused to comment on the allegations. The International Criminal Court has postponed until February next year the trial of the Kenyan president Uhuru Kenyatta. Lawyers for Mr. Kenyatta asked for a delay, saying he was needed at home to deal with the aftermath of the attack on the Westgate shopping centre in Nairobi. Anna Holligan reports from The Hague.
President Kenyatta is one of the big three accused of organising and orchestrating the post-election violence during which more than 1,000 Kenyans were shot, hacked or burned to death. It is the first time a serving head of state will face justice at an international court. A 3-month delay reflects the complexities involved in preparing for such a high-profile trial. For the thousands of victims, their representative has told the BBC it is an unfortunate delay that will be met with deep disappointment and frustration.
The French President François Hollande has told representatives of the country's leading football clubs that he will not drop plans to levy a 75% super tax on people earning more than €1 million a year. The clubs have threatened strike action in November unless they're granted an exemption from the tax. The head chef of the Élysée Palace in the French capital has been revealing the secrets of several presidents' eating habits on the day that he officially retires. Bernard Vaucian, who's cooked for 40 years in the president's official residence, says Jacques Chirac was a true gourmand who loved specialities like calf's head, while Nicolas Sarkozy avoided cheese, and the current boss, François Hollande, simply likes eating. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.